This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Do Democrats want to once again have speakers of the House? Do they once again want to have majority leaders? Or are they going to get a guy here? This is amazing. A guy that had 100% rating with Planned Parenthood.
This is the little mayor.
Right. You don't have to call anybody that's less than 50 years old little. This is about the mayor.
I'm just saying.
And by the way, I was talking, I think, who was I talking to yesterday on set? Who said, if you want to pick the perfect candidate to win in Tennessee, in Nebraska, in red states, you get the Democratic mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Who's liked in the business community,
mm-hmm.
and who is culturally aligned with the district where he's running. This guy may not
mayor.
Even be culturally aligned. They're going back 8 years ago. He agreed to a bill that said a doctor could tell a woman she had a right to have an ultrasound. And for that, they're blowing up the party.
Right.
This is not a, this, these are not people that want to be in charge of the House and the Senate again. We've been asking this question over and over and over again to Democratic leaders. Okay, if somebody's from Tennessee and they're progressive on economic issues, but they're pro-life and pro-gun, can you support them?
Oh, no, that wife, her,
this
that.
The problem with Republicans,
are people, that's what I'd say to Republicans that wouldn't support a pro-choice candidate who was conservative fiscally, who wanted to run in New England. Do you want to win or not? And by acting like this, what they're actually doing is making sure that the next four judges that are appointed to the Supreme Court will be Neil Gorsuch. It is short-sighted and it is stupid, and the Democratic Party needs to wake up.
Well, Joe Scarborough, boy, I'll tell you, pounding the table just for emphasis there. And, you know, poor Mika. Mika couldn't get a word in edgewise, could she?
Well, she did her patented every few seconds I'd get her voice in there, so that way we all knew she's there, even though she's always there. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're right, Scott. This is consistent with what we've been talking about, and that is that, you know, for this, all the jobs that need to be done, for what needs to happen here, the Democrats need to figure this out. I mean, they are an absolute mess. And they need to get involved. They need to get engaged here, because this is an all hands on deck kind of problem that we have in this country, because it was all hands that created this mess. Okay. They need to take responsibility for the mess that they've participated in and get this thing back on track. But, you know, ideologically, they're so focused on the party. The Republicans are, you know, doing the same thing. But, you know, and then they bifurcate themselves.
Well,
so it's almost, go ahead.
He's right on one thing. They're trying to force a square peg into a round hole. And just because, he brought up the you know, pro-choice or pro-life, those shouldn't be, the people in that area are, you know, lean one way or the other, or pro-gun, you know, you shouldn't, those shouldn't be things that immediately eliminate them from representing their district, especially if they fit into the culture of their district. And you know, wow, this guy has 100% rating with Planned Parenthood. Well, what does that mean? I mean, you know.
Well, it means he has 100% rating, and as far as the party is concerned, you know, he's either all in or all out. I mean, depending on whatever party you're talking about. Of course,
well,
Republican, then he's out of there. You know, Democrats, then he's our guy.
Yeah, but, you know, Planned Parenthood tells me abortions are a small portion of what they do, even though if you dig into the numbers, you know, it's a major, it's what they do.
Well,
so,
they've been getting away with this, and don't even get me started on this whole situation. I mean, I'm still in disgust over the fact that they were illegally selling baby parts and nothing happens to them, but yet David Dalyden, the guy who caught them red-handed talking about this, he's under threat of incarceration. I mean, go figure. I mean, this is a topsy-turvy world, and this is the world we live in, ladies and gentlemen. But look at You would think reason would reign at some point, but if we don't say anything, we'd get more of the same. That's just the way we roll here. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop us an email. We always love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Time for Megan Barth. Yes, it is that time of the week. Founder, proprietor, Reagan Babe. That's BABE.com. And I hope that doesn't lead to anything of a sexual harassment issue, because that is in the very title of your URL, so no offense intended in any form or fashion. She is a nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. How are we doing, Megan?
I'm doing well, but, you know, I'm thinking I'm in the wrong business, because as a blonde and as a woman, I could just allege sexual harassment and make, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars if I worked for Fox News.
That's why I wanted to work this up front here, you know, to make sure there wasn't any, somebody was saying, oh, he's harassing her. Yeah, this was definitely the week that was, and the Fox family that you may have thought was, wow, I mean, the body wasn't even cold, and the vultures came out. I just could not believe this.
Yeah, well, I think that this was definitely a targeted campaign of political and character assassination, the politics of personal destruction, which the left often engages in and is very successful as far as them influencing sponsors to abandon conservative pundits or conservative thought or conservative shows. And so, you know, I'm not here to defend Bill O'Reilly. No one actually knows what happens. But looking from an outside perspective and as a woman, sexual harassment has been diluted, thank you, Bill Clinton, down to the point where if you even comment on a color of a woman's hair, you could be sexually harassing her. If you touch her shoulder, you could be sexually harassing her. And so from a corporate standpoint, and I was in the corporate world for half of my life, corporations and often individuals will settle a lawsuit because it is better for them to do so without having the public relations nightmare that a lawsuit could bring to them as far as in an open court. And so there was never, all of these allegations are just that, allegations.
Yeah,
but I find
there was
that
no due process to this, exactly.
Correct. And I find that the change in guard at Fox News is really where all of this change in Fox News and their programming, such as hiring Marie Scharf as a paid contributor to Fox News when she was absolutely an abysmal spokesperson for the last administration, as she notoriously claimed and is known for, that, you know, jihadis just need jobs.
Yes, right. Exactly. They forget that. Interesting how that is so conveniently forgotten. But, yes, the things that was, in terms of the propaganda machine of the past administration, she was at the forefront of it.
She was one of the colluders in fake news. She was one that was using falsified intel or watered-down intel to rely on the stupidity of the American people, as they did with Obamacare, they did with foreign policy, whether they were trying to tell us that Benghazi was committed by a video, or excuse me, caused by a video, or if Al-Qaeda was on the run, or if ISIS wasn't building a caliphate. Mm-hmm. You know, all of this are the lies that they told the American people, and Fox News
and not to mention that climate change is the most dangerous thing to, you know, to the world, not to mention the United States, right?
Right, exactly. And John Kerry was on the stage saying that air conditioning BTUs were a bigger threat than terrorism. You know, we were fighting a war on climate change for the last 8 years, and this is why we see an ISIS footprint larger than Indiana across the world, and the northern horn of Africa has been turned into a jihadi training ground thanks to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama overthrowing Libya and Egypt. But they don't want to talk about that, and Fox News now seems to be hell-bent on purging conservatives or conservative thought from their program by elevating the likes of Bob Beckel and by Juan Williams. Juan Williams, you know, I have a lot of respect for the guy, but he couldn't really carry his own show. And so they're giving much stronger voices and a bigger platforms to either moderates or leftists.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
Fox is,
I think
Fox
this is all done by the Rupert Murdoch sons,
right,
who are on record stating that they are embarrassed that Fox News is part of their wealth portfolio.
Right. Well, this is a big risk for them. This is a business based on the theoretical, and you and I both have been there. We have done that. We've gone through the frustration in corporations that decide to go down that yellow brick road. It never pays dividends. I mean, you just got rid of your number one franchise. Well, two people at the core of Fox and all that they represented. And this is now, what are they going to be? Are they going to be CNN Lite now?
Seems that way, and if I were Sean Hannity, I'd be looking over my shoulder, because again, the allegations are much more powerful than the actual truth, and so I'm just waiting. You know, I think Tucker Carlson is probably good for a couple years. You know, they'll give him the reins, but Sean Hannity, I would be concerned with my job security, because I wouldn't be surprised, as Glenn Beck had released a email from George Soros' organization, the Brennan Group. They specifically targeted O'Reilly. Mm-hmm. They specifically engaged in a public smear campaign and put pressure through robocalling, et cetera, on the sponsors of his show.
Right. Kind of amazing that the Times could do this, and that's what the Murdoch sons were all worried about, was that this is the New York Times. You know, come on, are you kidding me? I mean, you are Fox. You're a national entity. And, you know, it's not like the Times has been known for the best credibility. And then on top of it, as you say, all these are allegations. This was paid out over a period of time. But to me, this is so revealing, Megan. And I am really surprised. I mean, it maybe it's quite telling that, O'Reilly probably not one of the most liked guys in the inner walls of Fox. I know that he could be ornery. We've heard sound bites where he comes across very gruffly. And he's egocentric and all that stuff, but that's part of what makes O'Reilly O'Reilly. And I don't think he has anything to worry about. Just as Glenn Beck landed on his feet, O'Reilly, I think, has a lot greater standing. If he wants to, you know, continue on, then I'm sure O'Reilly can put together, with today's technology, his own TV show, his own TV source and network. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think that we see the likes of a network called CCTV, where Michelle Malkin found a home and Mark Levin found a home, and they feel that they have a better opportunity to create their own media entity, because the left will continue to silence them in any way possible, whether because they practice in the politics of personal destruction. Look, O'Reilly walked away with a $25 million severance. Mm-hmm. He's built his own empire through having the factor, and his brand is very strong, as well as his following. So we'll see him again. I know he'll rise from the ashes. But overall, and I think what's more concerning, is that a center-right news organization, which truly reported the news with the likes of Catherine Herridge and Brett Baer, the commentary now in the evening is going to be more left, much like CNN, and that's a sad, sad statement.
Well, much more to talk about in the week that was with O'Reilly now out at Fox. I want to get your perspective on Kim Jong-un. Of course, he's in the crosshairs, and but still very tenuous, as unstable as he is. That's what we can count on, is instability. And Judge Gorsuch, first day on the bench. More from Megan Barth right after this. Stay with us, America. It's 15 after the top of the hour right now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, diabetics.
Yeah, you.
Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescription, so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Hey, just the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, is with us. And just to kind of wrap up this this situation with O'Reilly being out at Fox, I mean, it is a whole new era, an end of an era, a whole new day for Fox. And we'll see if they can make the transition. I mean, that is the pressure on the leadership, and I would say specifically the younger Murdochs here, right?
Yeah, and the younger Murdochs, like I said, are publicly known to lean left, are embarrassed by Fox News, that they wish it was not part of their financial portfolio or legacy. And so they're going to create Fox News in their own image, which might be CNN Lite. And so I think there's going to be opportunity. There's always opportunity from events like this. And I think that other conservative news sources are going to have to fill the vacuum by which has now been left and by Fox News, and that could really empower them to do some great things. But this is definitely a coordinated leftist attack, the politics of personal destruction, engineered by the left and George Soros, to squelch conservative thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing that I always find interesting, the attack seems to be always on conservatives. I guess liberals are just, they're so good. There's no sexual harassment in, liberal editorial departments, right?
Well, that or the White House. I mean, Bill Clinton, I guess, didn't sexually harass a young intern fresh out of high school, nor did he sexually harass 27 other women, at least that we know of. Sexual harassment is defined as using your power over a subordinate or another person for sexual advances or favors. That's the collegiate definition, the textbook definition of sexual harassment, unless you're talking about Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this. Is the reverse part of it as well, where and we're only talking female to male, just in a traditional sense. This is all, out there. For the woman that uses her assets to go up the ranks.
Look. We wouldn't have low-cut shirts if we didn't like to wear them. Sex sells, especially in media. It's an age-old adage. It seems to work. Women are feminine. We are sexual, we are sexual creatures in that we use our beauty or we use our assets sometimes to our advantage and sometimes to our financial advantage. And for any woman to deny that either looks like Rosie O'Donnell or Lena Dunham. It is a fact. It happens time and time again. And now what I've said is that sexual harassment has been so diluted because there have been so many women that have cried wolf based on the fact that they feel as though they've been sexually harassed because someone commented on the color of their hair.
Right. Yeah, it's it has gotten overboard, but there's no question. Again, the conversation will continue, no doubt, as this ferrets out. And, it's unfortunate. Again, no due process, but I believe that what Fox will pay is a lot more than the $25 million that they gave to O'Reilly, that there is, there is something more down the road that they will pay. And I'm not talking about necessarily in fines. I'm just saying in business because, the advertisers are going to move out. There's going to be somebody else that steps up, like you say, with Fox, is decided movement. And you'll watch this as they move, more and more left. And then also the other thing is the Murdochs were concerned about a big deal pending in England, right? With the Sky Television or this big enterprise that they were hoping to get that they didn't get last year. They had to get out of the bill, actually about a year and a half ago. They had to drop out of it because, the people said, hey, look at, we just don't like the way you're doing business. You got problems here. And so the timing of O'Reilly, with this new opportunity to purchase this big enterprise seemed to get in the way. And this also put pressure against the older Murdoch. In terms of the whole Fox and Bill O'Reilly controversy.
Well, right. And Fox has also now opened the checkbook, and they might as well just keep it open, and it's not to pay severances. It's to pay those who come forward with allegations.
Mm-hmm.
It's much easier to write a settlement check for a couple $100,000 to these women because they've allowed now opportunists to come into their network and make these allegations for a payday.
Yeah, they're being held hostage, no doubt. Well, hey, we'll see it continue to unravel because that is the road that they've decided to go on. Let's talk North Korea. Tensions are still mounting here. The armadas of Russia, the United States, China, all going to North Korea to keep an eye on Kim Jong-un, who just says that he's going to turn the United States to ashes.
Well, yeah, and he and his predecessors have been saying that for years. However, we know that he's mentally unstable, and he is now going to be launching rockets, I guess, on a weekly basis until he gets it right or until someone comes in and stops him from ever launching a rocket again.
Exactly.
When Donald Trump dropped the mother of all bombs in Afghanistan, that was the shot heard around the world, that the vacuum no longer exists that Barack Obama created for despots and crazy dictators to fill, for ISIS and evil to fill. The United States is coming back, and it's coming back with armaments and with strength, and we will achieve peace through strength. We will employ our military when and if needed, and we will attack and not drop leaflets on our enemy, like Barack Obama did, warning them that the attack is imminent to get out of their trucks and to get out of the bombing area. And this Donald Trump is keeping America first. There was a lot of talk after the bombing that he's going to become an interventionist, that he is defying his policy of keeping America first. Well, the number one duty of our commander-in-chief is to keep us safe from enemies foreign and domestic, and that's how he puts America first, by, again, filling the vacuum with the strength and might of the American military in order to protect our shores from the types of crazed lunatics like Kim Jong-un.
Well, Megan, the timing of all this really brings in a fresh reality on Iran, doesn't it? We said this right off the bat. I mean, this is Iran. North Korea is Iran maybe 10 years from now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Iranian agreement was an absolute joke. It supposedly relied on their honesty to uphold their end of the bargain while they're taking billions of dollars from us and then screaming death for death to America after they're taking the wads of cash. They only had a 10-year moratorium. Well, what's going to happen in the 11th year? Mm-hmm. You know, this is the legacy of Barack Obama in that the foreign policy, if you want to call it that, was none but appeasement, abandoning our allies and emboldening our enemies.
Well, strategic patience is over.
Yes.
That has been made clear with the mother of all bombs, the reaction, the strategic reaction that Trump's military generals and experts are making, you know, puts America back in the leadership position, doesn't it?
Well, it's nice to have a commander-in-chief that's actually listening to his generals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is what a good leader does. And, you know, Donald Trump certainly didn't have foreign policy experience or political experience. Barack Obama didn't have foreign policy experience, but he had political experience as a community organizer.
Mm-hmm.
And so Barack Obama was playing community organizing as commander-in-chief while he was fighting climate change.
Right.
And the war on terror was abandoned, yet terror grew. And that's exactly what happened. So I'm glad that we finally do have a leader, a commander, who's allowing his generals to be empowered and to make the decisions that he knows the troops need. And I do hope that the next step that Donald Trump does take, President Trump does take, is to remove and change the rules of engagement, whereby our men and women do not have to Mirandize the enemy or be shot at first before they can shoot back.
Yeah, there's already been some indication that that is being released to the generals. It'll be a battlefield decision, and that's exactly where it should be. I agree with you. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator, women's advocate. Thank you, Megan.
Hello, I'm Dr. Chirakuri, a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Every day, I see many patients whose lives would be enriched by hearing aids, but who simply cannot afford the thousands of dollars needed to pay for them. I made it my mission to find a way to manufacture medical-grade, affordable hearing aids. Working with other doctors and audiologists, I developed the MD Hearing Aid Air, which costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids.
See how the MD Hearing Aid Air can help you once again enjoy conversations, even in noisy places. Call 1-800-416-1526 to speak with one of their trained specialists. Reconnect with your life with MD Hearing Aid's affordable quality hearing solutions at a fraction of the cost of custom hearing aids. Right now, take advantage of their exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-416-1526. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-416-1526.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
We're back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Josh Umber is with us right now. Dr. Josh was somebody I'd been looking, and you heard me talk about him. We talked about Dr. Josh with Dr. Alita Eck about the incredible things that he has been doing across this country in delivering health care and doing it in a way that we thought all could be possible. Through a direct pay, a concierge type of service. And this is a vision that Dr. Josh had early on that he's realized and why he founded Atlas MD, a practice that he had been dreaming about, as he says, for about a decade. Dr. Josh Umber, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about what you're doing. What do you have, 500-plus outlets right now across the country that is delivering, excellent health care for people at a rate of about, what, $50 a month is what they pay?
Yeah, that's a good average for adult care. I think the most innovative solution to health care we have going, and I think because it follows good standard business principles of providing a better product at a better price for a customer. When we streamline and simplify anything, whether that's Netflix to Blockbuster or Uber or Airbnb, we get a better product, and we get it at a better price. So healthcare is just maybe 15 years behind where it should be, but we're finally catching up.
Well, it's getting delayed because the government and other entities have seen how critical healthcare is, and they want to get their fingers involved. But in doing it, they just can't figure out. They've consistently proven that they're incapable of doing it. Here it is, you as a initially as a small businessman, as a doctor, say, hey, look, I got a better way. Let me try this. And this thing starts working. And for the people that you're providing this service for, they look out over the horizon and they see all the insanity of Obamacare and federally mandated health care and going, thank God for Dr. Josh.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, government definitely hasn't helped, but I blame doctors, honestly. We're the gatekeepers of care. We're the providers of care. And we are the ones who have to innovate the solution. It's just, like you said, ineffective to ask the government to come back and fix something. It's not that we're anti-government or anti-insurance. We're pro-efficiency. We're pro-value. Yes. And so it really behooves the doctors to dive into their own world and research that. So, for example, we do wholesale pharmaceutical wholesale medicines and labs, and we can get up to a 95% savings. Well, any other doctor we talked to, doctors and pharmacists didn't know they could do that. If they didn't know that, then how's a politician asking a doctor for advice on health reform going to know that there's these huge untapped options? I mean, you know, the classic Silicon Valley 10x improvement. If Elon Musk can send a payload to the space station for 95% less than the government space program, I think doctors can do the same thing for primary care.
And I hope people, Dr. Josh, heard what you just said, a 95% discount. Now, that is not, we're not reducing the effectiveness of these labs or these prescriptions. I mean, it's the same stuff that you pay 100% for, right?
Right. No, we haven't changed anything, and in some ways we've changed everything because we are using the same wholesale providers that the pharmacies are using. So they've always got the medicines at this price. It's just that we have what would be known as an economic cartel in the pharmaceutical world, where in retail, where 65% of retail pharmaceutical sales is held by three or four companies. So they just haven't had to compete because they haven't forced each other, and not because of specific wrongdoing on any one of their parts, but that's the inherent inefficiency of a broken market where we have a third-party payer and this layering effect, so nobody knows what the cost is. Walmart will sell you 90 pills for $10. I get 1,000 of those pills for $8. So when capitalism's working, a small doctor shouldn't be able to outcompete the world's second largest retailer, I guess now surpassed by Amazon. So then the market's not working like it should. So we expect them to come back and be innovating to provide a better value in medicine, just like they do every other product. And if they won't, now doctors will.
Well, Dr. Josh, certainly we're going to have you back to really detail the process, but simplify if you can. You say shame on the doctors. They need to step out and embrace this concept for the delivery of healthcare for their local communities. How do doctors get involved with you?
We do all of our consulting free. We offer all of our materials online for free. A number of doctors do this as well. It's a very eager community of doctors who are happy about the care they're providing. So they can reach out to us at our website, atlas.md, Twitter and Facebook by the same name, or our email, hello@atlas.md. This is a grassroots movement. Patients or doctors can reach out to us because we need everybody understanding this is the third alternative we've always been waiting for. This isn't the left answer or the right answer. This is the answer that actually works.
Now, we've been saying on this show, Dr. Josh, that, you know, Republicans have tied themselves up in knots on repealing and replace. And I'm just saying repeal. Repeal Obamacare. Get that part of government out of the way. You can figure out down the road whatever you want to do. But in terms of what you are offering, what do you think in terms of the universe, the potential market share that you can gain with this program? You know, are we talking 85% of Americans being able to utilize and take it, you know, take advantage and be able to benefit greatly from this type of service? Or are we talking 50%? What is the universe that you see?
I honestly think 100% of family medicine, pediatrics, internal medicine would work really well in this model. We have ways to make Medicare and Medicaid work in this. This is the same health care everyone's gotten, but at, you know, 80, 90, 95% less. So that applies to everybody. I think the problem the Republicans have is they haven't learned to lead. And they say they can't repeal and replace because they don't have 60 votes. But, you know, a Steve Covey, third alternative, abundant mindset type philosophy would come in and say, no, build a plan that's good enough to get 60 votes.
Right,
there's,
exactly.
There's Democrats out there right. who want things for their constituents, too. And they want more care more often for less money. The Republicans want more care more often for less money. So this really is something I see as bipartisan. I mean, we are patients before we're a political party.
Exactly.
So let's unite around that idea and just get better care. And then, boy, we'll have all the momentum we need to fix legislative issues.
Well, and along the same line, because this is supposedly, is a government, I say supposedly, because we the people have checked out, they're supposed to be serving at our behest, so we the people need to move this. So how do the people get involved with Atlas and or another or a doctor provider like with your similar model that they could choose? Because right now you're connected with 500 plus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Facilities. Okay, so in terms of a national outreach, how can other people in their local community find out about doctors, or do they need to start asking a doctor? Do you carry how do we title it? A direct pay model or a concierge model? How do we title this?
Direct primary care. Direct care is the best buzzword. I think that's the most all encompassing. And lets people know that it's high quality care and very affordable price. But they get grassroots. Talk to their doctor. Talk to their legislator. Say, I want options. Talk to their employer. With employers, because we have more flexible options, we can decrease their insurance costs by 30% to 60%. If we did that for small businesses across America, we'd have an economic boom that would last generations.
Could you imagine? What a great idea. Dr. Josh, it's absolutely brilliant. I appreciate you being on with us. Now, again, remind everybody where they can go. Doctors, future patients, you know, everyday Americans, Main Street America, where they can go to get the information they need.
They can go to our website, atlas.md, or Twitter or Facebook by the same name, atlas.md. And we'll direct them to doctors in their area, answer their questions, help them out, and take it from there.
Wow. This is awesome. Dr. Josh Umber, thank you so much for being with us. Great idea. Ladies and gentlemen, recommend you take him up on his offer.
This message is brought to you by GSK. Vaccine-preventable diseases such as meningococcal disease or meningitis are continuing to impact our communities, including young adults, who are at a higher risk for meningitis due to close contact with each other. This includes sharing drinks, kissing, and living in close quarters. Jamie Shanbaum, U.S. Paralympian, meningitis survivor, and GSK spokesperson.
I was in my first semester at my dream college when I got sick. What I first thought was a flu turned out to be meningitis. I was in the hospital for 7 months, lost all 10 of my fingers, and had both legs amputated below the knee. I didn't know that meningitis could lead to that.
Although uncommon, meningitis can be fatal or cause disability, sometimes within 24 hours. 1 in 10 of those who contract it will die, and 1 in 5 will suffer lifelong impact. Take 5 minutes to talk to your doctor and ask about the two types of vaccines that together help protect against the 5 vaccine-preventable groups of meningitis. Learn more at meningitis.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Values, faith, they still exist here.
What it is, Pop, is that nowadays kids get 75 cents a week allowance instead of 25 cents.
That's an awful lot of money for a young.
They get it, Pop, and they don't have to work for it like I do.
You want it straight, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it goes. There are no rules for pas and sons. It's as simple as this. Each mother or father raises his boy or girl, as the case may be, the way that he thinks is best. And I think it's best for you to get a quarter and work for it. You see, when you give something, in this instance, clean the garage, and you get something in return, like a quarter, well, that's the greatest feeling in the world. You do feel good after working, don't you?
Uh-huh. Good and tired.
Well, as you get bigger, well, you'll be doing more and more work for more and more return, and that good feeling will get bigger.
I'm not going to get 75 cents. And I have to work for the 25.
Right. All clear to you?
Yeah. The bigger you get, the tireder you get.
Bill Martinez, live.
You remember the simple days of life? I mean, you know, this is the world according to Andy Griffith. And how much is lost in translation over the years, as we're so quick to give that 75 cents after seeing how good 25 cents can work. But not Andy. Andy figured it out, and heaven knows. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 13 minutes before the top of the hour. Candy Cushman is with us, education analyst, director of the Day of Dialogue website for Focus on the Family. Candy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It's great to be with you.
Good to be with you. Were you taking notes there on the Andy Griffith? This was probably way before you were born, Andy Griffith. I grew up with Andy and Opie, you know?
I have to confess that my husband and I love that show, and we actually watched that very episode a couple of nights ago.
Well, it does say something about our principles, and it's just so simplified, you know. And in fact, we were just talking about this recently, you know, talking about the kind of movies and the TV shows that are out, and we just don't have TV shows like this. I mean, I guess this kind of conversation between a father and a son would be somewhat politically incorrect and intolerant, maybe.
Not only that, but it's sort of celebrated the innocence of kids in that culture, and we seem to have lost that, to have lost any value for just having an environment where kids can just be kids and learn basic character lessons.
Yeah, go figure. I mean, the Bible says we train up a child in the way he should go, right? and in the end he would not part from that. But it's that training up that needs to be done. I mean, what is the trajectory? What is the target that you have your child on, you know, that 20, 30 years down the road, they've earned their way, right? I mean, they're enlightened and they're better contributors to their families and their communities.
Right. And I think having a value for that gets back to our culture becoming so adult-centered and so me-centered and so what is my identity-centered, how am I fulfilling myself as an adult. We're no longer making what our kids need in our culture priority, and I think we see a lot of fallout from that.
Well, and I guess this is one of the reasons why Focus has started the Day of Dialogue website and what that's all about, because what's happening in the adult world, and certainly in the kids, because it translates as well, and we've been talking about this for quite some time here on this show, is the invalidation of people's perspective. You know, if you don't go along with whatever the majority is saying at this time, or whatever the cultural movement is, then you're invalidated, and you're kicked out of the club, and it's brutal, especially with younger kids. I mean, adults, we can kind of, you know, we'll shrug it off, and, you know, it's hurtful, but not as bad as it is for these young kids, is it?
That's absolutely right. And, you know, so often the schools are a reflection of what's happening in our culture, and you've got some 50 million kids in public schools today. That's the majority of school-age kids going to public schools. So what's filtering into our schools is this, you know, so-called celebration of tolerance, celebration of diversity. Sounds great on the surface, but when you really look at what's happening in a lot of schools, what you're seeing is that we're celebrating everything except the viewpoints considered politically correct,
right?
Which too often are either socially conservative viewpoints or kids that dare to say they follow the Bible for guidance, and all of a sudden there is no tolerance. They're told to silence their viewpoint, or maybe their viewpoint's even ridiculed at school. So, yeah, that is a trend that we are seeing more and more. And, of course, as a Christian ministry where I work, we hear from families that are struggling to navigate that new environment that they find themselves in.
Yeah, and it's tough. I mean, you imagine, we know when we grew up, you know, peer pressure was to a certain degree, but it's like peer pressure on steroids for these young kids. I mean, you know, their families want to hold them to a certain ideal. And what happens if your ideal is intolerant?
Yeah, I just got an email yesterday from a dad emailing, focused on the family, what do I do? My first grader came home and asked me what bisexuality means. Turns out the teacher was doing some kind of promotion in their class about that. And so, this was being introduced to his kid before he had planned as a father to start talking about these topics. So not only do you have the intolerance, but you have the loss of innocence happening that a lot of parents are trying to navigate.
And the thing amazes me about this, Candy, is that this is all, you know, it all operates in the realm of the theoretical, and that's pretty dangerous. I mean, let's just throw everything aside. Let's just operate on theory and say, hey, wouldn't it be a great idea if we taught first graders about bisexuality? Well, if they're all in the same echo chamber and they're all in the same, faculty lounge together, they go, yeah, it's okay. And there's nobody to challenge that. Or they already know that if they have any kind of biblical grounding and if they say something, then, they're not part of the reindeer games in the faculty lounge any longer.
Right. And just to give another example, at the older level, we're seeing these what's called circle exercises coming into the middle schools where, questions are read out loud and the kids are supposed to stand in the circle that applies to them. And a lot of times they'll throw in these gay and lesbian questions. Are you or someone close to you identify as gay and lesbian, or would you feel comfortable? And then so if you're not going into the middle of the circle or you are, it quickly identifies you for everyone in your class as someone that maybe is not fitting in with the majority viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a lot of pressure. Think about trying to navigate that when you were 12. you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, of course, look what's around the corner here. I was just reading a study where there's an increase in lesbian pregnancies. Okay, so what is that going to do down the road, you know, 5-10 years down the road? You know, what is the classroom going to look like then?
Right, and I think that's a really important study because I think it augments what we already know, that the younger kids experiment with sexuality, the more that they open themselves up to other issues, the younger they're experimenting, the more they're going to be at risk for emotional problems, at risk for earlier drug experimentation. That is so well documented. And I think that study you just mentioned just shows that that there's a lot of sexual experimentation that actually goes on when you start promoting these ideas to youth. And frankly, it's not only short-sighted, but it's irresponsible and maybe even harmful to our kids.
Well, I've maintained it's tough enough as a single parent to raise a child, but it takes two, and there's two parents that have constructed that child. And I've often told my wife, you know, there's certain things about our kids that she gets it right away because it's of her. And conversely, things that she doesn't get, she doesn't get, and it's easy for me because it's of me. And the kids need that reinforcement and that encouragement to think, hey, you know what? I'm not going crazy. Or it's okay. And the participating parent who has participated in the psychology of this child, if you take one out of the picture, then, you know, you have that child at a deficit. And I'm saying this in a very neophyte sort of way. I'm not a psychiatrist by training or anything. This is by observation.
Well, of course, the encouraging part of that is that we also have studies that show that parents actually still have the most influence in their kids, and your kids may not act like that, mm-hmm. but we do have studies that show that your voice as a parent is actually having the most influence as they're growing up. So while they may not tell you that,
yes.
You still have more power of influence in your child's heart and mind than even all those cultural influences. So I would use that to encourage parents to not surrender that, to
yes,
continue, building up your child, speaking into their life.
Well, we got about a minute left here, Candy. Explain to our audience the Day of Dialogue website, what it's all about and how they can engage.
Well, yeah, so simply we're seeing this trend coming more and more into the schools with a one-sided form of tolerance being promoted to kids in a way that really sometimes ostracized more conservative or faith-based viewpoints. We saw that it was creating a pressure cooker situation for more and more students that wanted to, you know, acknowledge that they had a biblical viewpoint on sexuality or wanted to be abstinent in their high school years. And so we wanted to come alongside those students and say, there's a safe place for your viewpoint as well. And you don't have to be ashamed of your viewpoint. You can even celebrate it as well. There should be tolerance for it. Yeah, so the way we did that, wanted to do it in a positive, celebratory way for them and let them know what their free speech rights were. So the way we did that is to start this event for students, Day of Dialogue. This year, it's next Friday, April 28th, just a week away.
Yeah.
And it just
well, Candy, we're out of time, so we're going to direct them from our website as well. Candy Cushman, thank you.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, 600 products, and Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Sick and tired of being